The topic of the shir is Hilchot Mukta, indirect movement. All of us are familiar with the general halachas of Mukta. Many items one is not allowed to move on Shabbos. So there's a lot of history behind Hilchot Mukta. When did Hilchot Mukta come in? How much of Hilchot Mukta came in at an early stage, perhaps during the time of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech? Other halachas of Mukta came in during the time of Nehemiah. I'm not going to go into that now. We're aware of the general idea that one shouldn't be metaltel Mukta, one shouldn't move Mukta on Shabbos. But there are situations, different categories of situations, where one is allowed to move Mukta on Shabbos. And this year is going to focus on one of those particular situations, which is called tiltum min hatzad. Tiltum min hatzad, literally translated as moving something from the side. But we would translate it in our language as indirect movement of Mukta. Now this is not the topic which people think of, you can move in Mukta with your foot or with your elbow. That's a different subject called tiltum begufoy. I mentioned briefly at the end. This is called tiltum min hatzad, which basically means moving Mukta via another item. In other words, the basic case is when a Mukta item is sitting on top of another item which is not Mukta. A simple case, for example, you have a plate, and on top of the plate is some money, or a stone. So a stone, money is Mukta, and on the plate, and it's sitting on the plate, and the plate is not Mukta, the plate is something you can use on Shabbos. Now, there is another area of halacha, which I'm not going to get into, which is called the halacha of bosis. Bosis means when one surface is providing a base for the Mukta, then the base itself transforms into Mukta itself. Now that is dependent on certain conditions, and we're not going to talk about that today because it's very involved sugya, it will take a long time. So imagine a situation where something has not become a bosis. It hasn't fulfilled the criteria of becoming a bosis. So you have a Mukta item underneath, an item which is non-Mukta underneath, with a Mukta item on top, and the bottom has not become a bosis. The bottom has not become a Mukta item in its own right. Okay, imagine that situation, because it hasn't fulfilled the criteria of bosses, which we're not going to go into today. Is one allowed to move the plate which has the Mukta item on top on Shabbos? That's really the question we're going to be dealing with. Now, there's a few basic Gemaras which I want to go through, and we'll to introduce it to this topic. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chos Gimel Amud Aleph, Tonu Rabbanon, Poga Shetomna B'Tevet, some kind of vegetable which a person buried in tevet, which is straw. He used to put these vegetables inside straw in the ground in order that they would ripen. V'charara shetomna b'gecholim, and another kind of a cake or something rather, which you buried inside gecholim, which are glowing embers, glowing coals. Im megula miktasa mota lekautala, if some of the item that was buried is megula, it's uncovered, it's revealed, then it's mutter letatlo. You can grab the item by the bit which is uncovered and pull it out from where it's buried, right? The imlav, and if not, osur letatlo. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. You cannot be metatlo because the item is being the non-mukta item, this vegetable or whatever it is surrounded by tevin. Tevin is straw. Rashi points out that straw is mukta because they used to use it for producing cement and brick and things like that. In that particular case, it wasn't designated for any other use, it was therefore mukta. So you have a non-mukta item, which is surrounded by a mukta item. How do you move it? So the Tanakhama holds, only if some of the non-mukta item is mugula, is uncovered, then you can grab it and pull it. Rashi says, that's not even called tiltul min hasab. It's not even indirect, because you're just slipping out the non-mukta item, and it does not involve even moving the mukta item. Okay, that's kind of come as a pin. Belova ben tadoi oimer. Toichvan bekush oi bekalka vehein min oreis mealehem. You can take a stick, or you can take a fork, that kind of thing, and stick it in order to pull the thing out. And then the thing falls off. The non-mukta item that you want falls off. Omer Rav Nachman halachuka belova ben tadoi. So according to him, you can actually take an item, a mutter item, and stick it in the thing that you want, and pull the thing out. So Rashi explains, The Tanakhama's opinion was that, as we said just now, there is no tiltum and atzad involved. If it's Megula, then you can slip the item out, and there's no tiltum and atzad which is involved at all. But the second opinion, the Rodom and Tazoy, is you can do tiltum and atzad. So the Gemara says, the member of the Sovra of Nachman tiltum and atzad, lo yishmei tiltum. Is that to teach that Reb Nachman, who's paskening like the second opinion, Reb Elazar ben Tazoi, that tiltum and atzad is not called tiltum, and therefore one is allowed to do it on Shabbos? Surely we have a Gemara elsewhere which seems to say Reb Nachman doesn't hold like that. The Gemara says no, he was chayzer from that Gemara. So the implication of this Gemara is that halacha is like Reb Nachman, and Reb Nachman paskens tiltum and atzad lav shmei tiltum, which means if one does tiltum and hasad, you move something indirectly via another item, an item of heta, then that is mutter on Shabbat. That's the implication of this Gemara, the halacha. There's another Gemara. The Gemara that's kuf mebeis in Shabbat. The Gemara says over there, you have money which is sitting on top of a cushion. Morish agabi hakar. Menayet hakar vehe noifer. All you have to do is shake the cushion and the money falls off. Again, we're talking situations where the base, so to speak, has not become a bosses in Hilchas Mukta. It hasn't converted itself to the state of the Mukta. To stress that point. And the halacha is you're allowed to pick up the cushion and shake off the money. So what do you see from that Gemara? Tiltum and atzad, lav shmei tiltum. It's not considered to be direct movement, and therefore one is allowed to do it on Shabbat. Now, there's a Gemara, Shabbat Daf Mem Gimel Omed Beis. This is an interesting Gemara. Fortunate situation, you had a mace hamutl b'chama. The mace was sitting in the sun. There's obviously a danger of it being matsuyach, of going bad. Rabbi Huda Omar Shmuel, hoyschoy mi mita l'mita. You're allowed to tip it from one bed to another. In other words, the mace was lying on the bed, and there's another bed next to it. You're allowed to pick up one bed and tip the mace onto another bed. The Chanina ben Shlamiya Mishmei de Rav Omar, Maniach Olav Kiko Etinokum Tautilo. He says what you have to do is, you can't be Mahapach Mimisa Lemisa. You can't do that. What you have to do is, you can take a Kiko Etinok, which is a loaf of bread, or a little child, put it on the mace, and then be Mataltil the mace. So it's interesting, the Rishonim there don't really explain what the basis of that heter is. What are you trying to achieve over that? I didn't find it in the Rishonim. The Mishabura brings from the Achronim that the pshat in that heter is that now that you've put a dover heter on the mace, you've taken a kikar or a tinoik, a loaf of bread or a tinoik, and you put it on the mace, now when you end up being metaltel the mace with a dover heter on it, your maisa is not nika as though you're being metaltel mukta so much. You've reduced how much this looks like being metaltel mukta, because you could say, well, this guy really wants to be metaltel, he really wants to move the kikar or the tinoik. And therefore, it doesn't look like you're directly moving. Doesn't look like you're moving the mace so much. That's the basis of the heter. The Achashulchan seems to say different basis of the heter. The Achashulchan seems to say that the mace becomes tofel to the dover heter. Becomes like subordinate, secondary to the dover heter. Whatever the pshat is, this is the basis of the heter according to this shita. So the Gemara carries on and says, "Hey, chedikah, kicker of a tinoik. If you've got the kicker and a tinoik, you have one of these things available to put onto the mace in order to enable you to move it. Kula amalai pligi to show it. Everybody agrees. Those two opinions that we saw just now, everybody agrees that it's mutter to move the mace in that manner. Ki pligi. So when is there machloikis? Can you be mahapach mi mitzah l'mitzah, or can you do it with a kicker tinoik? The less lady, you haven't got the kicker or your tinoik. Man sabatilchum inasad shmei tiltum." One of them holds a tiltum in hasad. That means moving the mace via another item, such as the bed, tipping it from one bed to the other. One of them holds, that's called tiltum. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's called actual movement. And therefore one can't do it that way. So the only option is to put a kikar or a tinoik on it. And then, we've got a special heter in this specific situation of mace to move it, because it doesn't look like you're being metaltel the mace directly. Because you put a kikar and a tinoik on it. You cannot be mahapach ni mita ni mita. Where the other opinion says the Gemara, Uman Soba, lo yishmei tiltum. The other one holds no. If you move the mace by tipping it from one bed to the other, that's lav shmei tiltum. And therefore you're allowed to do it. That's what the Gemara wants to say to Machloikis is. The Gemara says, Lema Katanoi, if that's the case, then perhaps it's similar to another Machloikis Tanoi that we find somewhere else. And the Gemara says no, and the Gemara comes out, loy. Dekula alba tiltum and hasad, shmei tiltum. everybody holds tilta min hasad is tilta. Yeah, the basis of a heter is something different than the Gemara. Okay? So what's the outcome of this Gemara? It's a bit of a problem. Because the outcome of this Gemara seems to be la halacha, that what? Tiltum in hasad, shmei tiltul. That moving something indirectly via another item is called tiltul. It is called moving on Shabbos. And it's awkward. So there's a contradiction between the two Gemaras that we've quoted before, which seem to come out that tiltum in hasad, love shmei tiltul. And this Gemara over here, which seems to say tiltum in hasad, is shmei tiltul. There's a contradiction between the two Gemaras. Okay? But that's fair. Tosafot asked this kasha. And he asked to bring another few rai as well, another few Gemaras. And answers in the following way. The hacha, ikir hatiltul l'tzorech chametz. V'loi domi l'chol hanru, sh'oise ikir hatiltul l'tzorech kar v'chovis, v'loi l'tzorech mo'es v'evim. Tosafot is terrible. It's different. Why is the case of mace worse? Why does the Gemara come out there saying that tiltul min atad lav shmei tiltul, is shmei tiltul? Why does the Gemara come out saying it's called tiltul and it's not allowed? That's because there the person is being metaltel, the action that you're doing, it's because you want to move the mace. But the other case is, for example, when a person tipped a cushion to get the money off it, why was he doing his action over there? Because he wanted to move the money? No, because he wanted the davar hetter. He wanted the cushion underneath. He wanted whatever it was underneath, a place underneath. And that's the chiluk between the Gemara. If you're doing tiltum in hasad, l'tzorech dover ha'oso, if you're doing it for the sake of the mukta item, in order to move deliberately the mukta item, then you're not allowed to do it. That's when we say tiltum in hasad, shmei tiltum. You're not allowed to do it. But if you're doing the tiltum in hasad, l'tzorech dover ha'mota, for the cushion underneath, or the plate underneath, then it's mota. That's how tiltum comes out. And achiluk lahalocha, the Rambam agrees, the Rambam brings this lahalocha, the Rambam is Hilcha Shabbos, in Shabbos Perek Chofei Sif Yud Dalet Halacha Yud Dalet, Rambam says Shnei Devorim, two things, Echod also the Tautzalot, Echod Mutter the Tautzalot, one is Mutter, one which is Mutter to move, one which is also to move, the Hein Tmuchim there or there, they're next to each other, or is there Alveh, or one on top of the other, or is there Bozeh, one inside the other, three situations. Ubitman Shem Metautzalin Echod Mehen Yitautzal HaSheni, and at a time when you end up moving one of them, you're going to move the other one. Im Hayot Tzorich L'Dova Shem Mutter L'Tautzaloi, if the person needs the thing that is itself mutter to move, like the plate or the cushion, Metautzaloi, then you're allowed to move that thing. The Afati Shadova Ha'osu Metautzaloi, and even if the Dova Ha'osu gets moved inevitably with it, doesn't matter, because that's called Tiltum HaSad, and you're doing it for the sake of the mutter item. That's why it's allowed. The Im Hayot Tzorich L'Tautzal Dova Ha'osu, but if the person wanted Dafka to move the dover ha'oso, the money or the mace or whatever it was, lo yitaltelenu ba'oit the dover ha'mutter. They're not allowed to be metaltelet to move it in that way. That halacha as brought in Rambam. Okay, let's turn to Shulchan Aruch now. Shulchan Aruch is an interesting case. Now, many people might know that klipos va'atzomos are mukta on Shabbos. Klipos va'atzomos, that means shells and peels that have come off nuts or food or whatever, which are inedible on Shabbos, they gain a status of mukta on Shabbos. Even though when Shabbos came in, they were part of the vegetable or the nut, whatever it was, and they were food and they were not mukta. But on Shabbos, when they become detached from the food item, they're no longer usable anymore, the halacha is they become mukta. So how do you move them if they're sitting on your table on Shabbos? How do you move them? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if they're not roi l'maichud behema, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shinchet Sifchot Zayin, if they're not loyal to Michael Behemoth, they're not sitting for an animal to eat, also let out them, not allowed to move them directly. Elo menaya es atavlo behem noisim. You can pick up the table and they fall off by themselves. Or if you've got, let's say, a tablecloth or a plastic tablecloth, you can move them and they fall off that way. Because you're not moving them directly. And it's tiltum in hasad. And are you interested really the teirich dova ha'osov? Presumably not. You're not moving it because you want that thing. You want the thing out of the way. You want that mukta. You want your table to be able to use. So you're not moving it for the sake of the mukta item itself, and therefore it's allowed. Now here it gets interesting. Taz there says the following thing. Not only is it mukta to move these shells, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch says, that you pick up the table and they fall off by themselves, but also, if a person takes a a shovel or a knife or something or other, take a sakin. Kagoishu magare oitzam alidei sakin. You take a knife and you want to sweep them off the actual cloth. The mutter, says the Tazit mutter. Kivan dule noga behem. Since you didn't touch the item itself, you didn't touch the mukta item itself, you're doing it indirectly via the knife. Havare tiltum in atzad. The Taz says that's called tiltum in atzad. Umutta. As is referred to in Shulchan Aruch later on. Okay. So, there's a slight jump that's happened over there. Because, what was the case of the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says that you can move the lift up the table, and the things fall off by themselves. Here, the Taz is telling us, you can actually take a dover heter, a knife, and you can sweep them. Now, what's the difference between those two cases? In the case of the table, moving the table, where is your mitre tiltum? What are you doing? You're moving the table. The person can be said to be moving the table. And agav, the second thing, the things fall off. But here, what's happening? You're actually directly moving the muktzu itself. You're actually interested in moving the muktzu itself. You're doing it via a knife. But you're moving the muktzu itself. It's not inevitable things happening. It's not a secondary thing happening by itself. You're doing it. But yet the Taz still says it's mutter. Okay. However, look at Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. Bring the case that we saw from the Gemara before of the mace, of the dead body. It says over there you can move it, Muhammad Atel, but Oyster Rishus, under the kick of the Tinoik, you can move it from the sun to the shade by putting a kick of the Tinoik on top of it. But if you haven't got one, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to move it at all. Even to flip it, mimita la mita. Even to flip it from bed to bed, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you can't do it. The tiltum and atzad shmei tiltum. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins is shmei tiltum. It's called moving. Why? Because as we explained before, you're doing it the torech of the dovaha osur. You're moving there the mace. You want to move the mace. The mace is something which is a mukta. And therefore, tiltum and atzad, indirect tiltum, in order to move the mukta, is not allowed. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that is not allowed. Says the Taz, same person, same Taz. Near the Osir Lidchoyt Alidei Kono. You can't push it, the mace or any other mukta for that matter, by taking a stick. Dovashahu mukta. You cannot move something which is mukta by taking a stick and prodding it. So what's the obvious kasha? There's complete theory between the Taz in both places. The Taz previously told us that you could sweep shells off the table with a knife. That's because moving the mukta aliday dova acher through something else. And here the Taz is telling us you can't take a stick and prod the mukta and move it. What's the difference between the two things? There's a theory, a contradiction in the Taz. Okay? So the Shabur comes along, quoting the Prima Godin. The Prima Godin answers this theory. And the Prima Godin says, it depends. It depends why you are doing it. The Taz, in each place, is talking about a different situation. If you're wanting to move the mukta for its place, then even though you want to move the mukta directly, you're interested in directly moving the mukta with the knife, but you want the place over there, because that's your table, you want to sit there, you want to learn there, you want to eat there, then, says the Prima Godin, that's when the Taz said you can do it. That was the original Taz. And if you sweep off shells with a knife, you're allowed to do it, because it tilts them in our Taz. Why? Because I want the place where the things are. But, says the Prima Godin, the other case where the Taz was saying that you cannot move it by prodding it, the Taz was talking about a situation where you don't need the mokum itself. You don't need the place where it is. And that is when you're not allowed to do it. Now it's interesting. The Taz, the second Taz, the Taz where he said that you cannot move it by prodding it, he brought a raya. He brought a proof from another sif in Shulchan Aruch, which is an interesting case, right? It's still not too long after Pesach. It's a Pesach case. It's brought in Hilchus Pesach, Simon Tosman Vav, this Gimel. This is the proof of the Taz. You're not allowed to move mukta by prodding it. There's the Shulchan Aruch in that place. Tosman Vav Gimel. Imagine you have a funny situation. You have two roofs next to each other. One roof belonging to a Jewish person, and one roof belonging to a Goy. And there was a chometz on the Goy roof, and it rolled onto the Yid roof. Right? Chometz on the Goy roof, and it rolled onto the Yisrael's roof. So what's the halacha? The Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch says, if it's on Chol HaMoed, you can push it away. Push the chometz away with a stick. But if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, then Koyfa Alav Kli. You have to take a cup or something like that and cover over the chometz. Because you've now got chometz which rolled into your Rishus. You don't want it there. There's a chashash a person might come to eat it. Because people used to use their roofs in those days. And there's a chashash you might come to eat it. So what should you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you cover it over with a cup. Why? Because it's also to be mechalta on Yom Tov. So, there's the Prima Godin, explaining the Taz. What's the Shulchan Aruch there saying? Shulchan Aruch there saying that if it's Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to move it with a stick. If it's not Chol HaMoed, it's Yom Tov, you're not allowed to move it with a stick. So why is that? Surely it's still something that has that. So, says the Prima Godin, the reason is because when a person is trying to move Chomet out of his Rishus on Pesach, why is he trying to do it? The Tzorich Dovah HaMuta or the Tzorich Dovah HaOsu? The Tzorich Dovah HaOsu over there. In that case over there, you don't want the Chomet to be in your possession on Pesach because you might come to eat it. So your action that you're doing over there is Misyachit. We say it goes on the item itself. You're not considered to be moving a Dovah Heter, the stick or something that you use. It's because you want to move the mukta item to get it out of your place, and therefore the tilt of you're doing over there is a tzorich dovah osa, and that's why it's not allowed. And that's what the Taz will say. If you're doing it the shame the dovah osa, then it's not allowed. But in the situation where he mentioned earlier, when a person has clipoids, atomoids, shells on his table, and he wants to do it because he wants to vacate the place over there, so he's doing it not because he wants to move those things. He'd rather think things weren't there at all. He's doing it because he wants to vacate that place. That's called tiltum bin atzad, the tzorich dovah hamutar, and that's why it's allowed. And that's the chiddush between the two statements of the Taz. Right. So they ask for that, but surely the chometz he also doesn't want to be there at all. Right. So what's the distinction? So if you hear the words of the Prima Godin, it's in the case of the chometz over there, it's not simply because he wants the mokum. You don't want the mokum. If he wanted the mokum there, for the sake of the mokum, the place where it was, that would be the tzorich dovah hamutar, because the mokum is something which is mutar. But here, because there is an issa of possessing chometz, not actually possessing chometz, because it's not yours over here, but chometz being in your possession, because you might come to eat it, so and the halacha is commanding you to move that mukta item, it's called moving the mukta item. It's tilted for the shame of dovah osa. And that's why it's not allowed to do it directly, that's why you can't even do it with a stick. Okay, now, so that's the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah paskens like that Taz. So the halacha is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to move a dovah mukta with a dovah heter, you want to take, you've got money sitting somewhere, and you want to prod it, then it depends on why you are doing it. If you're doing it with the tzorich dovah mukta or the mokum itself, and you want that mokum, then it's allowed. If not, if you're doing it with the tzorich dovah ha'osa, then it's not allowed at all. Okay, that's according to the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah passes inside the Taz. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav, though, comes along and says, he doesn't agree with the Taz. He brings lots of riots in the Gemara, which I'm going to go through. And he holds that, you know, if a person is trying to move a double mukta via another implement, that's called Yada Arichta. It's an extension of your hand. What difference does it make if you move mukta by using your hand? Or what? Or an extension of your hand. It's considered to be an extension of your hand. We find this svara actually coming in Hilchos Boira. We know in Hilchos Boira that you're not allowed to do Boira with a kli. So why is it that if you take chicken from bones with a fork, you're not considered to be doing Boira? Surely, I mean, Boira is, even if you take the good from the bad, if you're using an instrument which is designed for that purpose, you're not allowed to do it. So the halacha is, because we say that thing is considered to be like an extension of your hand. That's where you find our locker over there. That's Lakula. But here, the Shulchan Aruch says, to move a dovah mukta with a fork or with a knife is considered to be an extension of your hand. That's not called tiltum min hatzad. So where is the case of tiltum min hatzad? We know there is a concept of tiltum min hatzad, which is mukta. Where is that? That's when, for example, a person has a plate, and on the plate is a mukta item. And I want the plate. So I pull out the plate, and the mukta item slips off. What's the difference between the case over there? Because there, I'm not trying to move the mukta item at all. I'm trying to move the dovah she'en oy mukta. As a secondary thing, the mukta item gets moved and it inevitably falls off. But I'm not trying to move that thing. That's called tiltum and atzal, which is mukta says Rosh Hashanah al-Kharah. But tiltum and atzal, when I'm directly trying to move the mukta item, I'm just trying to do it by extending my hand, by using a knife, that's not allowed, says Rosh Hashanah al-Kharah. And the Chazan Ish also says a similar thing. The Chazan Ish says, it's working on a different line, but it comes out the same in halacha. The Chazan Ish says that if you are moving a plate which has a mukta item sitting on it, you want to tilt it off. So there we can say that your maisa, the action that you're doing, is going on the plate. The action of tilted is ascribed, so to speak, to the plate. You're moving the plate. Whereas, over here, you're not moving the plate at all. You're not moving the dova heta, the sakin. You're moving the mukta item, because your intention is going on the mukta item. It's a similar type of swara, but expressed slightly different. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Chazan Ish hold, that you cannot move mukta by shoveling it off with a knife, or a brush, for that matter. Practically speaking, the Chazan Ish said that you can clean the table by taking a shmata or something like that and actually sweep it off. But he has a different reason why one can do that. I'm not going to go into that now. It's based on something else the Chazan Ish holds. So practically speaking, the Shabura says one can do it. If one wants to move mukta, the Tzorich Dovah HaMutta, not because you've got a 50-pound note sitting on here and you want to sweep it into the corner of the room to protect the 50-pound note because you don't want it to get lost, that you're not allowed to do, because that's a Tzorich Dovah HaMutta. But if it's a Tzorich Dovah HaMutta, I need this place to sit here, then I'm allowed to do it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens, and seemingly that is the halacha. If somebody wants to be machmir like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, or to have a Mitzvah like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, okay. The Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Taz, that you're allowed to do it according to the explanation of the Prima Godim, that you're allowed to do it if you want the mukta item itself or the mokum where the actual mukta item is. In the last 2 minutes that we've got, I think, 3 minutes that we've got, so I want to talk about slightly another issue, which is called tiltul begufoy, moving mukta with another part of your body. Normally, one moves things with one hand. What happens if you move mukta with your body, right? Your elbow, or your foot, so pick a mukta item. So generally speaking, we take on that it's mukta. And the Shulchan Aruch says that there's no distinction in this case between if it's a tzoruch dova ha-mukta or a tzoruch dova ha-osa. In other words, there was a 50-pound note sitting in your house on the floor, and you wanted to kick it out the way so that it doesn't get lost. So then you're doing it for the sake of the Dovah Mukta. Then the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to do it. In that case, you're allowed to do it. And the reason is because this is a lesser degree of tiltul than tiltul min hatzad that we talked about. Because at least tiltul min hatzad, you're doing an action with a normal part of your body. You're taking your hand and you're moving the Mukta item. You're doing it via a plate or via a knife. It's slightly indirect, but at least it's being done with your hands. And that's why there we're more particular, and we say it depends on what your kavana is. But here, where you're doing it, kala'acha yad, in a totally different way, like we find by the melachos of Shabbos, we do something, kala'acha yad, it makes it a derabonon. Here in mukta, there was no din of mukta said, according to the vast majority of poskim. So therefore, one would be allowed to kick mukta out the way, or nudge it with your elbow. For example, if someone had in their cupboard an item which was mukta, for example, flour. Flour on Shabbos is mukta, but it has no use on Shabbos. And sitting in your cupboard at the front of the shelf, and you need to get to a box of matzahs behind it. How are you going to get to it? You have to nudge the thing out of the way. One is allowed to do that, in that case over there, because that's called tiltul begufoy. This is based on a Mishnah, basically, which says that a person who has kash, which is straw, which is on a bed, which is also mukta as well, a person is allowed to lie down on that bed, even though it actually gets moved, and even though you are lying down in order to soften, you want to soften the actual straw in order to lie on, it's still mukta, says the Mishnah over there. Again, the Chazan Ish there has a different explanation of that. The Chazan Ish says there's no such heter at all. But again, here the vast majority of poskim argue on the Chazan Ish, which are the Dan Oibach, the Vosner, all say, Mishaburo, they all say that one is allowed to move mukta. Obviously one shouldn't do it if there's no necessity for it. We should go around the house kicking mukta around the house on Shabbos for no reason. But if there's a necessity to do it, then one is allowed to do it. That's called tiltul the gufoy. The reason why it's different is because it's a lesser degree of tilsul. It's more kala achaya. You're not doing it with your hands, you're doing it with a different part of the body. And Mishnah Berurah says, to finish off with, Mishnah Berurah says in the Bi'alocha, Simon Reish Samach Vav, that even if a person is walking in the street, and obviously in an area where what can be metalto, there's an area, you find a mitzia there, something that doesn't even belong to you at all. A nice mitzia that you found. And you want to kick it to the side in order to look after it, to protect it, so you can come back later after Shabbos and in order to get it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mutter Litchos Mitzia Baraglo, you can kick it with your foot, your leg, Limnoya Mehafse, to prevent it from becoming ruined. And the Poskim today say it's not just, the Mishnah Berurah is not saying that simply there's a condition that has to be in order to prevent it from protection. No, you can move it, start, even if it's something you just want to push to the side, but for no reason at all, one obviously shouldn't do it. And therefore, there's a heter of Tiltul Gufoy. These are two of the heterim that we find in Tiltul Mufsad, and Tiltul Gufoy.